Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new podcast. I know it's been a while. It's been almost a year. It may have been very well a year. But nonetheless, yours truly is back. Richard Hale here with TeachingOnlineBusiness.com, where we help coaches, consultants, client business owners, anybody that serves clients, grow and scale their business. Today, we're talking about how you can create attention. Let's face it, if you're not creating attention, you're never going to get the results that you want in your business. And creating attention, it's not rocket science. It's super, super simple. I don't know how many times we have brought customers, clients into our program. And when we get around, it's real easy to see why they're not where they want to be. It's because they're not creating the attention. Attention is the first thing. It's the first level. It's the first thing that you have to do to get people paying attention to you. And while it is very important to create the right content, people, you have to create content, period. So that's number one. How do we create attention? We create content. There's many, many ways to create content. Video, live video, podcast, blogs, email, audio, tons of different ways. The best ways are going to be video and live video. And guess what? You can create that anywhere. You can create it on your website. You can create video on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and you can utilize live video, which is great because live video gets more organic reach. Of course, you got to feed the algorithm. You got to get engagement on your videos and your content. If you want it to ride organically, you can always put paid ads behind it. But hey, you got to create content. Don't come to us and, man, we are struggling. Well, are you creating content? Yeah, I have a post from a month ago. I have a post from 3 months ago. 5 months ago, we did a video. It's not enough. If you are dead serious about getting results in your business, we're going to go to number two. You have to create content daily. Now, the biggest complaint that I hear is, well, my life is boring and there's no way I could possibly create content daily. Yeah, you can. That's just an excuse. I don't care what industry you're in. You can make it fun. And there's a big, huge, huge advantage for somebody that's creating content daily and putting their face out there daily. There's a huge advantage versus somebody that's hiding behind a computer and try not to be on camera. Things are changing. And if you're not doing video, your business is going to die. We're moving into 2020. We're what? More or less a little over 2 months away from being here. You have to get into video. Hey, we're all nervous. We're all scared. And y'all, podcasts are still super, super good. I love using Anchor. It is super easy to create this content. It's going to be super easy for you. But let's talk about number two, creating content daily. At least you want to create as much content as possible. And not just content. You want to create content that matters to your audience. So you need to know your audience, know your avatar, know what it's like to walk in their shoes step by step by step. That's the level you should know. I want you to focus on hitting the pain points. What is bringing your prospects pain right now? I want you to focus on what they want. What do your prospects want? And always, I want you to focus on the destination. You know where they are right now. They are at version A. Your service, what it is you offer, takes them to level B. So we got A on the left side, B on the right side. They're at A, they want to get to B. What does that roadmap look like? What does the destination look like? What are your clients going to experience when they're getting the results that you can provide? That's what type of content you should be focused on. One more time, hit the pain points, hit on what they want, show the destination. And remember, your content needs to give value. Lastly, told you this was easy. Number three, create engagement. Now, there's a ton of different ways you can create engagement. And guess what? When you're talking about pain points that they're experiencing, when you're talking about what they want, when you're showing them the destination, the results that they can have, they're going to be engaged. And when you're doing this daily, you're going to be building an audience. Can you imagine if you create content starting today and do it for 60 straight days? Can you imagine what type of audience you're going to build after those 60 days? It's going to be huge. But you got to be committed daily. And remember, it's all about growing your business. It's about getting more clients so you can make more money, so you can have a bigger impact, so you can start living the life you want. Number three, create engagements. Your content, it needs to have CTAs, calls to action, okay? Make sure you're telling people, hey, if you want to work with me, go here. If you want to do A, go to B. Give them a call to action. I want you to ask questions. Ask questions in your content to your audience. Think about it. I want you to ask your audience to weigh in. Ask them for their feedback. One of the greatest things that you can have in a client business is a feedback loop. The feedback of my clients has helped me grow more than anything else. And it's because they're telling me exactly what it is that they want, what they need, what bothers them, what they like about my program, what they don't like about my program. And it's helped me build an awesome program. That feedback loop is such an important part of our process of growth and optimizing our program to be the best it can be to help our clients continue to get results. That feedback loop is super important, but it's all about creating engagement, especially when you're putting content on social media. That post, that content, it needs that engagement really organically. And we're talking about comments, likes, questions, shares, you know, all that good stuff. Take questions out, but likes, shares, comments, we need our posts to get a lot of engagement. So wait, really the only way to make it organically. Sure, we can put paid ads behind it, and I'd highly recommend it, but that's it. That is how you create attention. You do it consistently. And I don't know how many times I've evaluated our clients coming into the program when I look at their content and the team. We take a look at the content, and it's just everywhere. They're not talking about pain points. They're not talking about the wants. They're not talking about the results they can deliver. They're not even creating content at all. And this is why they are failing. This is why they're in trouble. This is why they're not getting the results that they need. So how to create attention? Number one, you create content. Number two, you create that content daily. And number three, you get your audience involved. You create engagement. And I promise you, if you stick with these three simple things that anybody can do, you are going to get a ton of results. So there you have it. Make sure you write it down. If you didn't write it down, go back and listen to this again. It's super simple, and this is the easiest way to get eyes on you and your business. And guess what? It's going to help if you get in there. Do it consistently, it's going to help. So for those of you that need help, if you are a coach, a consultant, a business owner that serves clients, and if you want to grow and scale your business, you make sure you come over to teachingonlinebusiness.com, fill out an application, get into our program. Our program is one-on-one coaching, so you always get your questions answered. Talk about an amazing, amazing opportunity for you. If you want to hit $20,000 a month, $30,000 a month, $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month or more, we have clients doing it month after month after month. And I'd love to have you in here. Again, teachingonlinebusiness.com. Come over, fill out an application. We'll get on the phone. Let's see if we're a good fit. That's all I have. I will be creating podcasts once again. So hopefully you will tune in if you haven't. Wherever you're listening, our podcast plays everywhere thanks to Anchor. So come visit us, see what's going on. And I hope, as always, this helps you. And if you want more content, be sure to go check out the rest of our podcast. I'll catch you on the next one. We'll see you.